Parshas Beshalach. Invariably, Parshas Beshalach, we look at the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Shiras Hayam, and almost every year we try and focus on those important words that we say every day in davening. Vayar Yisrael es hayod agdeilo. And Klal Yisrael see the great hand of Hashem, asher osa Hashem b'mitzrayim. Vayiru ha'om es Hashem, and they fear Hashem, vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'moshe avdei. And Klal Yisrael come to a level of emunah in both HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in Moshe Rabbeinu. The equation seems to be very clear. It begins with Vayar Yisrael, they see, upon which Vayaminu Bashem, they believe. So the emunah seems to be quite clearly based and prefaced on the Re'iyah. They first see the great Yod HaGdol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, following which the emunah, which is the l'chayra natural consequence and result of what they see. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yimkoim Domoi, has a very important maimah where he discusses the mitzvah of emunah. And he asks every young bar mitzvah boy, 13 years old, is expected all of a sudden to keep Kol HaTorah Kula, including the mitzvah d'oraisa of emunah. How indeed do we expect a young bar mitzvah boy or bas mitzvah girl to be able to reach levels of emunah when we know that some of the wisest and greatest minds in our history and in non-Jewish history did not reach a level of emunah? There were great philosophers who were atheists. So clearly, even with the greatest chokhmah and das, there's no guarantee whatsoever that you will necessarily arrive at emunah. And the question therefore must be asked, so how do we expect a young bar mitzvah boy, who is clearly nowhere near the chokhmah, the wisdom of some of the greatest philosophers, and he's all of a sudden supposed to be a mam in Bashem? Question number one. Question number two, a general question, a fundamental question. How can you possibly have a mitzvah to believe? If I believe already, I don't need the mitzvah of emunah. And if I don't believe, well, who's instructing me to believe? So how can there possibly exist the mitzvah of emunah? Thirdly, Rabbi Chanan asks, on the pasuk that we say in Kriya Shema, Lo yisasuru acharei levavchem, do not stray after your hearts. And the Gemara makes a drasha that this refers to apikorsus. Asks Rabbi Chanan, isn't apikorsus rooted in the mind and not in the lave? Isn't apikorsus a distortion of his das? Lo yisasuru acharei daitchem, I would have expected the Torah to have written, but it doesn't say that. It says, Lo yisasuru acharei levavchem, do not stray after your heart. What's that got to do with apikorsus? So Rabbi Chanan introduces us to the fundamentals and the most basic yesoid of emunah. And he says, emunah is in fact the simplest mitzvah b'kol HaTorah Kula. All you have to be is a ben das. You have to have seichel. Im rak yetze michlal shoita. If the person has just managed to avoid being foolish, then he will inevitably arrive at emunah. How so? By simply opening your eyes. It's no more complicated than that. As the Chovas Halvava says, imagine if I bring to you a 700-page novel, and you say, what a magnificent read. Who authored this book? And we say, well, you'll be surprised to hear that nobody authored it. Rather, it was just a pot of ink sitting on the table. It happened to spill, splashed all over a whole bunch of pages, formed itself into letters and words and sentences and chapters, and its most magnificent story emerged. So everybody understands that's nonsensical. In fact, the Medrash says that somebody once approached Rabbi Akiva and said, Rabbi Akiva, who created the world? He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bring me a proof. So Rabbi Akiva says, who wove your beged? He said, well, the tailor did. Bring me a proof, said Rabbi Akiva. In other words, every beged does not need proof that a tailor wove it, because the beged is itself the greatest testimony to the fact that there must have been a weaver, a tailor. So too, the world is itself evidence that there must have been a creator. Hashomayim mesaprim kevoid keil. Look around. Look at the human condition. Mibesorai ech ze Elohim. If you want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at your toenail. Look at your nose. Look at your hand. Every digit, every limb in the goof is itself evidence of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So what exactly is required to fulfill the mitzvah of emunah? One does not need to be a great philosopher. One needs to have eyes. You open your eyes and your mind and you will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu right in front of you. Well, this then begs the obvious question. So how indeed do we explain that some of the greatest minds in the history of all civilization did not come to this recognition, this overwhelmingly obvious recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world? And Rabbi Elchanan says there is one and only one answer to this question, and it's to be found in the Torah. Ki ha-sheichad ye'aver einei chachomim. Bribery, corruption, blinds the eyes of the wise. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, were he to receive a bribe, he would be invalidated. He would be considered disqualified from being a dayan in Beis Din. Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest chacham, but apparently the Torah is explaining to us that where you have an agenda, when you have a bias, then all the seichel in the world counts for nothing. When a person has a particular rotzein, then his seichel becomes irrelevant. And he says, therefore, we now understand. Emunah is the simplest mitzvah. But when a person has great taivos and he wants to choose to live a life of indulgences, then all of those ritzonos mean that his das and his chokhma and his seichel are meaningless and they're worth nothing. Do you know what it is, says Rabbi Elchanan, what does the mitzvah of emunah require? Not to follow your taivos. We asked before, if I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then why would I need a mitzvah of emunah? The answer is because if you become steeped in your ritzonos and your taivos, then you will not be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. Be ma'amin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu means open your eyes and apply your seichel. But make sure that your seichel is not being overrun by your ritzonos. All of the great philosophers, why is it that they did not come to a degree of emunah? The answer is because they were all shakua in their taivos. It's not that they couldn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they chose not to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were in fact unable to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu by their choice of lifestyle, which is to be completely shakua in taivus. So it's no question, says Rabbi Elchanan, how does a bar mitzvah boy, how is he expected to come to emunah when some of the greatest thinkers didn't? Loi kosher midi. The bar mitzvah boy is not steeped in his taivas. He only has to open his eyes and he'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every direction. Loi sasuru achare levavchem is apikorsus. Apikorsus does not stem from problems in the seichel. It stems from problems in the heart. If a person follows his heart, if a person follows all of his ritzonos and his taivas that his heart are leading him to, that's when he will end up being apikoros. Somebody who's an apikoros does not have seichel problems, he has lev problems. Lo sasuru acharei levavchem. Dvorim noiroim b'yoysov Rabbi Elchanan. But what's Rabbi Elchanan teaching us? How does one come to emunah? It's very simple. All you have to do is open your eyes. and you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu every which way you look. And isn't that therefore really all succinctly hinted to in the pasuk that we began? Vayar Yisrael es hayoda gdoilo. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, what is the automatic result? Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdei. Who was Ma'amin? Everybody. Even the Shifcha, the lowly Shifcha, the lowly maidservant, but she was able, kaviyachol, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As they say in English, the phrase goes, seeing is believing. Seeing is believing is really a pasuk in the Torah HaKadosha. V'ar'yar Yisrael es hayoda gdoila. What happens next? V'yaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdei. Just have a look. Open your eyes. And if you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of you, then obviously the automatic next step is emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is, however, a fundamental question that I think needs to be asked. Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, once asked the Briskerov, if everybody wants to see this, this conversation is recorded in Rav Shach's very own sefer, Avi Ezri in Hilchas Tshuva. And he said that I approached the Briskerov, and I asked him, why do we call the mitzvah of Emuna, Emuna? To believe. If I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of me, then surely that's not faith. That's not believing in something, that's simply knowing it. If I have a cup of water in front of me and I say to you, do you believe that this is a cup of water? I don't believe it. I know it. Because I can see it. What you can see, you therefore know. So why indeed is this mitzvah called Emunah? Why is it called Emuna? We should call it Yediyah. You open your eyes, you see the world, and you are automatically fulfilled with Yediyah, knowledge. It's not something that you have to believe implicitly. This is the question, a fundamental question that Rav Shach asked of the great Briskerov. Why do we call this mitzvah Emuna? It's surely not Emuna, it's Yediyah. So the Briskerov said, this is such an excellent question, I must be honest, I had the same question. And I asked my great father, Reb Chaim Brisker, the very same question. Why do we call this Emunah when surely it is in fact Yediyah? And my father, Reb Chaim, answered a very profound answer to this question. And he said, listen carefully to these words, Emunah begins where the seichel ends. Emuna begins where the seichel ends. That which you can see, and that which you can understand, and that which you can perceive, and that which you can fathom, is indeed not Emuna. That is in fact Yediyah. That which I cannot perceive, that which I cannot comprehend, that which I cannot grasp with my human seichel, that's where the mitzvah of Emunah kicks in. It begins where the seichel ends. A phenomenal yesod of Reb Chaim Brisker. This is what Reb Chaim Brisker answered to his son the Briskerov, who had the exact same question as Reb Shach did. So why is this mitzvah called Emunah and not Yediyah? Because that indeed which I am Yoideya, I can see in front of me, that's not Emuna. That's all within the realms of Seichel. Where the Seichel ends, that's where Emuna begins. Now in fact, this is very closely related to Kriyas Yamsuf. Because the Gemara tells us that prior to Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael were Miketane Emuna. They were small in Emunah. That's a very strange sounding phrase. Did they have Emunah or they didn't have Emunah? What does that mean, they were Meketane Emunah? So Reb Itzel Blaser, the great Talmud of Reb Yisrael Salanter, explained. Klal Yisrael had Emunah in Mitzrayim already. They saw all the great Nisim
and they had emunah.
But what was that emunah based on? That emunah was based on that which they saw, and it all makes sense. We believe. We absolutely believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of producing tremendous miracles. We do not doubt that. When it came, however, to Kriyat Yam Suf, and they were promised they should go into the sea and they'll arrive safely at the other side, but the Malachim claimed, why should they be more deserving? Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah, v'halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah. So Klal Yisrael all of a sudden had a problem. We certainly believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can produce great miracles. But here's something that doesn't make sense. This is an altogether different challenge of faith. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow us to cross the Yam Suf and that the Mitzrayim should drown? That doesn't make sense. They were Mekitane Emuno. Even though they certainly believed in the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when it doesn't make sense, when it's keneged haseichel, that's an altogether different proposition. But when they saw the goyim, the Mitzrayim, meis al sfas hayom, apparently we managed successfully to traverse the Yam Suf, and the Mitzrayim did not. Well, that doesn't make sense to us. They arrived at an altogether different level of emunah. Not only do we have emunah in the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but even if we cannot grasp this with seichel, we still ma'amin b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this, of course, very much reflects that yesod that we just mentioned of Reb Chaim Brisker, that emunah is not that which we see emunah is, even when the seichel does not necessarily dictate that this makes sense, we have emunah nonetheless. The Rambam writes that a Novi manages to perceive the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a blurred fashion. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to perceive the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in what we call Aspaklaria Meira, a clear vision. And the Rambam explains that every Novi, in between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there were Mechitzois Rabois, many divisions. But with Moshe Rabbeinu, there was only one division, and it was clear. Moshe Rabbeinu requested that even that mechitza should be removed. But his request was refused. Do you know why? Says Reb Chaim Brisker. However clear Moshe Rabbeinu managed to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there always has to remain some mechitza. Because if it's overwhelmingly clear and you can absolutely see everything, then there's no room anymore for emunah. Moshe Rabbeinu can no longer be ma'amin b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he just sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even the great Moshe Rabbeinu, there had to remain some element of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a mechitza. Not everything was crystal clear, even to Moshe Rabbeinu. Somebody once asked the Brisker Rav, and he said to him, you know, doesn't it say that when Mashiach comes, we're all going to have das, mole haaretz deo? Does that mean that everything will be clear, we'll understand all the hanogas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the Brisker Rav said, chas v'shalom. If everything is overwhelmingly clear, well, then there's no room for emunah anymore. This is the big yesod. What you can see, what you can perceive, what you can grasp, what you can fathom, that's not emunah. That's yediyah. Emunah begins where the seichel ends. And if so, I think we need to ask an enormous question. Doesn't this contradict completely that which Reb Elchanan taught us? Reb Elchanan taught us that every little bar mitzvah boy can have the mitzvah of emunah, because all you've got to do is open your eyes, not give in to your taivos, and it becomes overwhelmingly clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and runs the world. That may be the case, but didn't Reb Chaim say that's not emunah? That's yediyah. Emunah only begins where my seichel closes. So do we have over here an enormous contradiction? Rabbi Elchanan on the one hand is saying that the mitzvah of Emunah is a very clear and easy mitzvah to fulfill. You've just got to open your eyes and look around. But yet Reb Chaim seemed to say, that's not Emunah. Emunah is where the Seichel ends. And moreover, let's ask on Reb Chaim Brisker, not just from Reb Elchanan, but from the Pasuk. Doesn't it say, the Pasuk we began with, Vayar Yisrael es hayad ha-gdoila, they saw the great koyach of Hashem, Vayaminu. How does that fit in with Reb Chaim? Didn't Reb Chaim say, that which you can see has nothing to do with Emunah? That which you can see is Yediyah. I know it. I see it. Emunah only begins after that. And I think that the resolution of this is very simple. It begins with Reb Elchanan, and it ends with Reb Chaim. Of course, Emunah, as Reb Chaim explained to us, only begins where the Seichel ends. But what indeed allows me to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if I don't understand? And even if it doesn't make sense, and the answer is, of course, that's all based on what I see in front of me. When I see in front of me the colossal world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I see in front of me the infinite koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, that specifically is not Emunah, but that is what propels me to Emunah. If I see the intricate, complex, infinite koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I must just understand that there are things that I don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is too big for me to grasp. And the proof is, and the evidence is in fact in front of me and right in front when I open my eyes. So of course, it begins with Reb Elchanan. Of course we can tell the Bar Mitzvah boy, just open your eyes and look at the tremendous world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created. What will that do? That specifically is not Emunah, but it will propel you to Emunah. It will allow you to understand that even when I don't understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running that same world. So it begins with Reb Elchanan, and that's what the Torah is saying. Vayar Yisrael es hayad ha-gdoila. Klal Yisrael see the great koyach of Hashem. That specifically is not Emunah, but Vayaminu. The result of it is that even when we don't see Kriyas Yamsuf, and even when things don't make sense to us, and even when we don't understand, we just have to understand that we sometimes don't understand. And where does that understanding coming from? From the fact that I see the Yad HaGdoila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're telling this Bar Mitzvah boy, don't give in to your tithers, open your eyes and see the magnificent world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created. Once you see that world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created, that will propel you to Emunah. What you see is not Emunah, that's Yediyah. But it will bring you to Emunah. Let me give you a classic example. Some of you may be familiar. I've heard of the book. I've never seen it. I've never read it. But apparently in America, there is a best-selling book called Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People? If I'm not mistaken, it's written by a Reform rabbi, Rabbi Kushner. And Rabbi Kushner, a Reform rabbi as mentioned, had to deal with this very question himself. Why do bad things happen to good people? He experienced tragedy. He had a young child who suffered from a tragic disease in which the aging process is speeded up. At the age of 3, he looked like 30. At the age of 5, he looked like 50. At the age of 7 or 8, he looked like an old man. And his child died at the age of 9 or 10. And he, as a rabbi, quote-unquote, a reform rabbi, had to grapple with this question, why do bad things happen to good people? Or as we call it, tzaddik v'ra'loi. Mipnei ma yesh tzaddik v'ra'loi. So as mentioned, I've never seen his book, but I've heard it quoted. And I'd like to share with you his conclusion, which we will all understand is 100% apikorsis. Because he turns to the Sefer which deals with this question, Tzadik V'Raloi, which Sefer is it? Of course it's the Sefer of Iyov. Iyov is a great Tzadik, and yet he undergoes terrible Yisurim. Most of the Sefer of Iyov is a conversation that he's having with three friends, and he asks them this difficult question: why has HaKadosh Baruch Hu done this to me? I'm a Tzadik. Some actually suggest in the Gemara that Iyov is in fact none other than Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And the friends try convincing him that maybe you're not such a tzaddik after all. And he cannot accept this. I know I am a tzaddik. Why has HaKadosh Baruch Hu done this to me? Doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu love me? Don't I deserve better? This is the difficult question that Iyov has to deal with. Sefer Iyov comes to a rather bizarre conclusion. If you look right to the end of the Sefer, the 38th and 39th, and all the way to the end of the Sefer, the Perek there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suddenly appears on the scene. Vayan Hashem es Iyov. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally, that's what it sounds like, is going to answer this difficult question that Iyov is struggling with. And he says to him, Iyov, Eifoi Hoyiso, where were you, Beyosti Oretz, when I created the world? Hageid, just tell me, in your data bino, do you have great wisdom? And if you read the psukim there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Iyov, as it were, gives him a guided tour of the whole world. Look at the flowers. Look at the mountains. Look at the birds. Look at the ants. Look at the rain, look at the stars, look at the sea, look at the land. This is the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Iyov. And the very last pasuk in the Sefer Iyov says, Iyov died a content man, Vayomos Iyov Zokein Usva Yomim. End of Sefer. And the Sefer seems to come to a very unsatisfactory anticlimax. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer the question of Iyov? Why is that tzaddik v'raloi? So this rabbi, quote unquote, comes to the conclusion that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Iyov was, look at the world I've created. Look what a good world it is. I only do good. And if you see that there are bad things that happen in this world, you must come to the conclusion that that clearly doesn't come from me, and it comes from a different force. There is a force of evil that brings bad things to the world. Nothing to do with me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world I created is full of positivity. It's only a good world. And this rabbi writes in his best-selling book, Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People? That's how Iyov was calmed down. Yes, I'm a tzaddik. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does good things for me. There are bad things that happen to me as well. That's nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a different koyach. That's a force of evil. So obviously we must declare, as Maminim B'nei Maminim, but this is unequivocal and undiluted apikorsis, to suggest that there's anything that happens in the world which is not the Yad Hashem. So what indeed is the answer? So look at the Ramban. The Ramban says that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Iyov was, look at this colossal world that I've created. Do you understand the workings, the intricacies, the complexities of every tiny creation in this world that I've created? No! It's too big for you. It's too profound for you. You can't understand this. And if that's the case, then you just have to understand that sometimes you can't understand. Eifoi ha-yiso b'yosti aretz. Where were you when I created the world? Look at this world. I'm going to take you on a guided tour. Not chas v'shalom, that those things that are difficult to understand or are evil come from a different koyach, chas v'shalom, but rather look at the world in front of you. Look at its complexities. Look at its magnitude. Look how big this is and understand how small we are. When you see that world, when you see the Yod HaGdoila in front of you, then you have Emunah Bashem, that even when things don't make sense, I'm still with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is exactly what we're learning in our parasha. Vayar Yisrael es HaYod HaGdoila. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Klal Yisrael the Yam Suf, and they see the great hand of Hashem, Vayaminu Bashem. Not the Kriyas Yam Suf itself. You don't need any emunah for that. That's Yediyah. You can see it clearly. But when you see the colossal Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu produced, then you just have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in fact beyond perception. And therefore, even if on occasion we don't understand, but that's where emunah kicks in. As Reb Chaim Brisker said, emunah begins where our seichel ends. If it all makes sense, and it's all very understandable, that's not emunah, as Rav Shach rightly claimed. That's yediyah. I can see it in front of me. But when Eyyub sees that world in front of him, then he understands that so too the things that I don't see in front of me, and those things that I can't grasp, and those things that are beyond my seichel, I must indeed have emunah in them. And therefore I believe there is no contradiction between Rabbi Chanan and Rav Shach and the Brisker Rav and Rav Chaim Brisker. It's true, as Rav Chaim Brisker said, emunah begins where the seichel ends, but it's all based on what you see in front of your eyes. Just like Eyyub was shown all of the various tiny details in the world, that is indeed yediyah, but upon which his emunah is based. And therefore, even if there are things that you can't understand, but we have emunah nonetheless, that's exactly what happened to Klal Yisrael. Vayar Yisrael es Hayod HaGdoila. Once they see this magnificent, great Yad Hashem in front of them, that's not emunah, that's yediyah, but it propels you to Vayaminu Bashem uba'Moshe Avdei. And this clearly, therefore, is a tremendous lesson for us. Because if we want to really be mischazik in our emunah and our bitochen in our Kodesh Baruch Hu, as Rabbi Chanan explained, the necessary prerequisite is open your eyes and see the truth. Don't give in to your taivas. Don't be distorted like some of the great philosophers. Just see the world in front of us. See the magnificent world. See that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kohel Yochel. See that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Meitiv. And then, even if there are occasions and circumstances in which we don't understand the Yad Hashem, and we don't necessarily see the Toiv, but our Emunah is firm and strong. It begins with the Vayar, and it ends up with the Emunah. So it's true. We daven every day that we shouldn't be tested, but the inevitability of life is that we do face nisyonos, and we need to be strong and resolute in our emunah and bitochin. The way to indeed be strong be'emunah is to open our eyes, appreciate the world that we have, appreciate the chasodim that we are zoicha to yoim yoim, and that will give us this understanding that sometimes we don't understand. I wish everybody a very good Shabbos.